history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
Oh, that's a good one. Sam Cooke. Wonderful World. Amazing singer. Sam Cooke shot dead at the Hacienda Motel in Los Angeles, California on this day in 1964. I don't want to even get into it, but there's a lot of controversy about how that actually happened. The manager of the motel told police she shot and killed Cooke in self-defense because he had attacked her. Cooke was wearing only a sports jacket and shoes, no shirt, no pants, no underwear. There's a lot of speculation about what actually happened. You can find it on Wikipedia or wherever if you like. But what remains true is, well, he was shot dead on this day back in 1964, ruled a justifiable homicide eventually. Sam Cooke shot dead on this day back in 1964. We heard Wonderful World. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And really pleased to be joined by Jeannie Allen, founder and CEO of the Center for Education Reform. Organization does a fantastic job. You can find them on Twitter at EdReform. Jeannie, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, thanks so much. Center for Education Reform doing just a ton for education reform and charters and school choice. And I guess we'll start out very quickly. Looks like we're going to have some great news here in Michigan in that our charter school students actually are going to be funded at the same level as the rest of our public school students. How amazing is that?
It's a pretty amazing thing. But what's really tragic is that you actually have to fight to make every child worth the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Particularly when a state like Michigan charter schools began in the early 90s to address the deficiencies of the traditional system, which has long outlived its usefulness, Scott, in so many ways. You cannot educate people massively by bureaucracy. And we all know that parents are the best and the first teachers of their kids. So we're very excited to hear the news about increasing equity. It's still not all there. You know, charter schools don't get construction and facilities funds. Charter schools don't get every single piece of what federal, state, and local allocate. But it's a start, and it's a critical lever, particularly in an election year coming up.
Jeannie, I'll talk specifically about Elizabeth Warren here in a moment. But Democrats in general, school choice charters used to be somewhat of a bipartisan issue. Even Barack Obama back in, 08, when he was first running, had some decent things to say about charters. That's changed very quickly here over the past decade or so, in which I believe every major Democratic candidate running for president has taken some sort of anti-charter, anti-school choice platform.
Yeah, you know, here's what's changed, Scott. You're absolutely right. When charter laws began, and even continuing in some states, they were considered difficult for Democrats to back, not because they're political or less liberal, if you will. They're not a political issue at all. It's because of the teachers' unions back one particular party, right? It makes it very difficult when you don't have the endorsement or the money and the boots on the ground that the unions will bring with them. Here's the really good news. The vast majority of people, no matter what their political or socioeconomic, racial, gender, you name it, are for educational opportunity, for making a choice. They understand the importance of freedom. And so while the politicians have taken it a partisan way, the people we talk to in and out every single day, Scott, absolutely believe that educational freedom is essential to their children gaining the best education possible.
Jeannie Allen with us, Center for Education Reform, edreform.com for a little bit more. Now, this Elizabeth Warren interview she did, I believe, with the NEA, we played the audio on Monday of this week. She made a couple of statements. The first one she made right at the start was, if we can't save every child from their public school, why try and save any children? That was her initial argument. Do we hear that argument a lot?
You know, sadly, we've been hearing that for years from, again, sort of the organized labor that claims to represent teachers. By the way, friends, it doesn't. It represents their own power structure. Well, here's the other thing she said, is basically if parents are really that hot and bothered about education, go out and help your schools get better. This is someone who needs a history lesson desperately, and she knows better, frankly. She sent one of her kids to private schools once upon a time. They moved to beautiful suburbs and communities. But going out and helping a school get better, we all help our schools every single day, no matter what it is. You cannot turn around the Titanic. You just cannot. And so it's pejorative. My friends in the civil rights community are outraged. They are marching and protesting at every debate. These are progressive Democrats who are outraged that their party does not represent their interest. These are the kids who benefit most from educational choice. Elizabeth Warren doesn't get it. She'll never get it. And she needs to be put in her place, frankly.
Yeah, and this is one of those, you know, Elizabeth Warren was interrupted at that rally. I think it was down in Atlanta last week or the week before, by African-American mothers who were upset with her stance on these issues. And charters in general, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but generally are more diverse. They are serving these communities. You look at the ones that in Detroit, here in Michigan, and in Chicago, in Illinois. Those are communities that are helped by charters, and those are very diverse communities that are being helped by charters.
That's right. And it's actually the charter schools are more poor, more minority, more at risk. And so you talk about diversity, you talk about people who have a great vision for an integrated America that's, by the way, not forced. This is it. Oh my gosh, Scott, this is it. You can't go into an inner city traditional public school and not see it swing to almost all minority, or a middle, you know, upper middle class suburb where it doesn't swing to all white. This is agnostic of income and zip code, which is what makes it extraordinary. And so for her to say, first of all, and so many of the other candidates and so many governors these days and state legislators that are kind of like a passing parade, just when you think everyone saw the elephants, they're like, oh, there's elephants. This has been around, folks, for more than 30 years. These are ideas and reforms that have come about by great practice, tremendous educators feeding into it, and experience and data, 30 years of it, millions of students, thousands of schools. And when Elizabeth Warren says on Michigan charter schools don't have to meet the same standards, she's right. They have to meet more, higher standards, not based on bureaucracy, but based on outcomes. Or are they close?
Jeannie Allen with us, founder, CEO of the Center for Education Reform. We got about a minute left here before we have to break. President Trump has his priorities. We know them pretty well. Do you think he has it in him to sort of take this issue to a Democratic candidate, no matter who it might be in 2020?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, it's interesting. The president held a White House roundtable on school choice this past Monday with state legislators and parents and students, and said that this is going to be a signature issue of theirs in this election. You know, regardless of, again, political affiliation, we have to embrace the fact that students of all shapes, sizes, colors, you name it, need options. And so I do think this is going to be an issue this year. Let them defend. Let the opponents defend. Nothing would make me happier if a Democratic candidate like Cory Booker, who once upon a time supported us, stood up and said, you know what, let's put this aside and not make it political. Let's help kids first. That would make me happy. If not, I want to see a political battle where everyone can see who's on the side of kids.
Jeannie Allen, founder and CEO of the Center for Education Reform. More at edreform.com. On Twitter, too, at edreform. Jeannie, thanks for your work, and really appreciate you joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. More of the Steve Gruber Show next.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.